Maverick Early Readers. Kara the Cowgirl by Elizabeth Dale. Illustrated by Serena Lombardo. This is White Book Band. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Kara is a cowgirl. She loves living in the Wild Wild West, where the cacti are as prickly as hedgehogs and the sun is hotter than fried cackleberries. She loves her family and friends, but best of all, she loves Hopalong, her pony. He's the best friend a cowgirl could have. Kara is the best cowgirl in Creektown. Well, she's the only cowgirl in Creektown. Cackleberries is a cowboy name for eggs. She spends all day riding Hopalong and rounding up the cows, whether they need rounding up or not. The people in Creektown aren't used to girls doing cowgirl-type stuff. The other girls love to knit and read books and cook. Kara likes to do all those things while riding Hopalong. Sometimes she even cooks while she's standing on him. The midday sun is so hot that she can easily cook a fried cackleberry. Everyone can hear Kara coming because she loves shouting, "Yee-haw!" But she's still learning to throw a lasso. Well, she knows how to throw it, but somehow it always misses its target. "You're only 10, Kara's dad tells her. "If you keep on practicing, I'm sure you'll get better at lassoing soon." So Kara keeps on trying and trying. Chapter 2. Finally, it's the day of the big roundup. This is the day when the best cows are taken off to market. It's the most exciting day of the year. All the men in Creektown come to Kara's ranch to help. There are cowboys, storekeepers, and even the sheriff. "Can I come to market too?" Kara begs her dad. "Please, you need all the help you can get."
"But we need your help on the ranch," says Dad. "We'll be gone a long time, and you mustn't miss your lessons."
Kara frowns. She thinks she would learn more useful things by riding to market. She might learn how to catch coyotes and keep other animals away. She might even find out how to suck the poison out of a deadly snake bite.
"It's safest if you stay here, Kara," says the sheriff. "We might be attacked by nasty thieves trying to steal our cows. Did you hear that Black Jake just broke out of jail? He's the wickedest, wildest bandit in the West."
All the cowboys look afraid. They'd all heard the awful news. They're terrified of Black Jake.
You don't want to meet him on the ride to market," stammers one,
and the others agree.
"Are you brave, Kara?" asks the sheriff.
Kara hopes he will say she can go with them. So she says, "Yee-haw, I am. I'm incredibly, amazingly, wonderfully brave."
"In that case, you're just the person," says the sheriff, and Kara smiles.
But then he hands her his badge and says,
"You can be the sheriff while I'm away. I need someone brave to protect the townsfolk for me."
Kara trembles. She isn't that brave, but the town needs her, and at least she will have Hopalong by her side. She pats her trusty pony, but for some reason he seems a little trembly too. At least Kara is allowed to join in the fun of rounding up all the cows.
"Right," yells her dad when they're finished. "Off to market. Yee-haw."
"Yee-haw,"
shout all the cowboys.
"Yee-haw," whispers Kara, as she sadly watches the cowboys galloping off with the cows. Wiping a tear from her eye, Kara goes to check the hens. Then she feeds the calves and gives Hopalong his tea. Then she fries a quick cackleberry in the heat of the sun, which she eats with a heap of beans. Finally, it's time to go to town. Kara needs to protect the people of Creektown.
"Giddy up, Hopalong," she cries, and they head off together.
Chapter 3. As they ride through Creektown, both Kara and Hopalong are pleased to see that it's very quiet. There's no one robbing the bank, or even stealing sweeties from the store. Kara smiles bravely as the sun glints on her sheriff's badge. Maybe being sheriff won't be too hard after all.
"Whoa, boy!"
Kara cries as Hopalong reaches the store. She jumps off and throws her lasso at the hitching rail. She misses it, but nearly catches a stray cat called Scratchy by mistake. Kara tries once more to loop the rail. She misses again, but this time she does get Scratchy. Kara's not very pleased. Neither is Scratchy.
"Oh dear, lassoing is very hard," thinks Kara, as she quickly frees the angry cat.
Suddenly, a horse comes galloping up Main Street. Kara can see that it's ridden by a very scared farmer. The farmer is wildly waving his hat.
"Look out! Black Jake is coming!" the man yells. "He gnaws the sheriffs away! He says he's going to rob the bank!"
Everyone in the town rushes to hide, behind chairs, inside wardrobes and under beds. Suddenly, Kara doesn't feel brave any more. She'd love to hide too, but she knows a sheriff has to do what a sheriff has to do, even a sheriff who's only 10 years old. Somehow, she has to stop Black Jake robbing the bank. Chapter 4. Kara nervously licks her lips and waits. Suddenly she hears a horse galloping madly. It must be Igor, Black Jake's horse. As the horse turns the corner, she sees Black Jake too. He hollers, "Yee-haw!" as he rides towards her. Quickly, Kara steps into the street. Hopalong snorts loudly, warning her to take care. But as Black Jake gets nearer and nearer, Kara stands tall.
"Stop!"
she cries, flinging her arms wide. But Black Jake doesn't even slow down. Instead, he heads to one side to pass her, so Kara jumps sideways to block him. He heads to the other side, so does she. Hopalong can't bear to watch. He snorts again to warn Kara, then tosses his head and gallops away. Kara can't believe it. Hopalong would never leave her in danger all on her own. Is he going to fetch help? If so, he needs to wait for her. She spins around and throws her lasso at Hopalong. Kara's lasso flies up into the air. She watches as it whirls round and round and misses Hopalong completely. Instead, somehow, the lasso falls over Black Jake as he gallops past.
Yee-haw!
Kara can't believe it! She's caught him! The lasso tightens around Black Jake and Kara holds tight. But as Igor gallops on, suddenly Kara feels herself being pulled along behind him. There's no way Kara's letting Black Jake get away. So she keeps hold of the lasso and whoosh! Suddenly, she's running along behind Black Jake and Igor. Chapter 5. As they see poor Kara whizzing past, the people of Creektown are frozen with fear.
Igor races towards Hopalong, who has stopped, horrified, when he sees what's happened to poor Kara. He has to help her. The brave pony charges towards Igor and then rears up, neighing wildly. Igor is startled and Black Jake falls off. Kara slides to a halt. She grins at Black Jake, who's tied up at her feet. She's got him! Black Jake is furious.
Set me free! He yells,
as he tries to get up and falls over.
No way! Cries Kara.
Somehow, the nasty bandit doesn't look nearly so scary, with his arms tied to his sides.
Well done, Hopalong! She yells. Let's lock him up!
The trusty pony grabs the lasso rope in his teeth, and together he and Kara pull the angry crook towards the jail. Once inside, Hopalong nudges him into a cell, and Kara quickly locks the door behind him. Black Jake glares at her through the bars.
Captured by a girl! He spits. I'll never live it down! My days of being the wickedest, wildest bandit in the West are over.
Hooray!
Cheer all the people rushing in. Well done, Kara and Hopalong. And when the cowboys and sheriff return from the cattle market, they cheer too.
You saved the bank, they cry. You've jailed Black Jake. Well done, Kara. You're a hero.
I couldn't have done it without Hopalong, she replies. He's a hero too.
And so they all have a big party with cackleberries and son-of-a-gun stew. There's also a huge bale of hay for Hopalong. And at the end of it all, there's only one thing to say. Yee-haw. The end. Son of a Gun Stew is a cowboy's name for a stew with anything and everything thrown in.